That's hockey, baby!
Now, it's Dean Richards Sunday Morning live from the United Center at the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival with special guest Steve Cochran on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
It is a special Sunday edition of Moron Entertainment that we bring you every weekday morning, Monday through Friday.
8 to 8:30.
8 to 8:30 every Sunday, weekday morning, where we talk about the premises that we talk about entertainment and give you more on entertainment.
I feel we share a lot of our wisdom of the world, and that doesn't take long at all.
Right. Right. A lot of people have referred to us as the Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil of...
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Because we're helping people both physically and spiritually.
I like to think of you as more of a Dr. Zhivago.
And I think of you as Dr. Scholes.
That seems right. All of it.
But we hope you'll tune in every weekday morning. And I'm glad Steve could be here with us at the United Center.
It's an honor.
Where, you know where I first met Blackhawks Brian Campbell? Was on your show, on your old afternoon show, when he signed up with the Blackhawks. I don't know how many years ago that was, but it's a long time ago.
He's got that, 2010.
Yeah.
He has gotten probably 2009 now, I think. He's gotten so good on camera and on the radio and stuff. I like to remind him that he started with me.
Yeah.
And it's sweet the way he looks at me and he goes, and you are?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know who never forgets who we are and has been a longtime friend? He is one of the most iconic figures in Chicago Cubs and Wrigley Field history.
This caught me by surprise. Did it catch you by surprise?
It completely caught me by surprise. The announcement that Gary Pressey was retiring as the organist at Wrigley Field.
Not going to be the same.
And Gary has been a longtime friend. Has guided so many dopes like me and you and so many of us. Mike Ditka, among others. Through the seventh inning stretch and providing entertainment in between plays, in between innings at Wrigley Field. And I so admire and congratulate his quality of life decision.
No kidding.
To retire.
Earned it, deserved it.
But as a piece of Chicago history and Chicago Cubs and Wrigley Field history, he will be sorely missed. Gary Pressey, are you there with us? You are actually in the organ booth right now at Wrigley Field, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah!
There you go, back in Wrigley. Hey, I got to tell you, thank you anyway for those kind words, but I got to tell you a quick Chris Chelio story. He just had him on. I played the organ at the Southwest Ice Arena in Crestwood when he played for Mount Carmel.
You're kidding.
Dude, we're going back to the late 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, we're showing our age.
How about
so that?
That
was cool that you had him on.
So Gary, what are your thoughts and feelings? I mean, I'm feeling sad that you're going to retire. I wonder how you must be feeling after making this announcement.
Yeah, well, of course, obviously, I thought about it for a long time, thought it over. And it just came to the point that after a third of a decade, 33 years, I've seen a lot. And I think it's time to spend quality time with the family. And I won't miss the two-hour commutes.
Would you have done this if they didn't win the World Series? You got one.
Oh,
would that have changed the decision?
Thank God we don't have to worry about that, right?
And
who's to say we may not win one this year? That would be awesome.
You never know.
That would be awesome.
But that's got to be the cherry on your career, right? Being part of the 2016.
And you know what, guys? Usually we're the ones that blow the 3-1 lead in the series. Well, this time we came back from 3-1 and won it. And to win two games on the road, game 6 and 7, wow, unbelievable.
I saw this ending differently for Gary. As you said, you've done the stretch, I've done the stretch. And Gary was very nice the way he would look at you and go, don't screw it up. I can't imagine what it was like working with Dick and all the people you've worked with. But I saw Gary locking the door, pinning himself in the organ room, refusing to come out and possibly taking hostages. So the fact that you're leaving like this is amazing.
When I did the stretch, and I'm going to do it next Sunday also, I talk to myself and say, don't screw it up. And I'll be throwing out a first pitch also. Now, here's my mom, who's listening right now, 95 years old. She threw a first pitch out in 2016. It was the Bruce Sutter pitch, the arthritis screwball pitch. Now, I'm going to have to you know, top that. And I don't know if I can, but I better be in a Fergie Jenkins kind of mold.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know, we just wanted to say congratulations to you quickly this morning.
Sure.
And
no,
so happy that you could do that. But when you get some time, can we get you to come on the Sunday show and spend some time so we can talk about some of the great stories that you have?
The office is open anytime you want.
We're
home next
Cochran
Sunday.
Show.
It'll be my last regular season game. Yeah, pick a Sunday and we'll talk.
All right. You know what Gary said? I talked to him yesterday to see if we can get him to come on today. You know, we're talking, and he goes, "Do I get to talk to Dave Schwann?"
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
you did.
God, that's. Oh, thanks for being. I hope Dave is on the other line there.
Hey, Schwanny, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning,
Gary.
Dave, it's Gary Pressey.
Gary was so excited that he was going to get to talk to you today.
Gary, all the best wishes to you. Congratulations and thanks for your great work over the years.
Oh, well, and thank you. And I tell you, you are a historical person. I cannot believe all the historic stuff that you know. And you should write a book one day. it's great talking to you, believe me.
I will put the book on the front burner. Thank you, Gary.
So you got it, Dave.
Thank Gary, to end things out here today, maybe to honor Schwanny, his favorite song is YMCA. You got a little something there for us?
Is he doing it? That's what I want to know.
Of course he is.
YMCA.
When doesn't he do it?
You see the people in the park going, we may have to move this up. Gary's lost it.
Well, we got to make – next time Dave comes to the game, there's going to have to be a pitching change. That's when they do it always. Lord, that's great.
Gary, take us out with a little signature something here. The great Gary Pressey, congratulations. Take us out here, Gary.